greatest social entrepreneurs of all time. In the last chapter, we studied about the great social entrepreneurs of India. In this chapter, let us learn about the great social entrepreneurs around the world. These social entrepreneurs use their know-how and business savvy to make the world a better place by combining the traditional business model with a pressing social mission. They have showcased that successful businesses don't have to just watch the bottom line and can be truly socially and environmentally conscious while running a successful business. Let us meet the first person, Bill Drayton. According to William Drayton, social entrepreneurs are individuals with innovative solutions to society's most pressing social problems. To quote Drayton, social entrepreneurs are not content just to give a fish or teach how to fish. They will not rest until they have revolutionized the entire fishing industry. And believing in this model, he went on to found and currently chair Ashoka Innovators for the Public. This is an organization that is dedicated to finding, funding, and helping social entrepreneurs around the world. Drayton spreads out his social entrepreneurship expertise in other organizations as well. He works as a chairman at Community Greens, Youth Venture, and Get America Working, in addition to his duties at Ashoka. By 2010, Ashoka Foundation has sponsored more than 2,000 fellows in over 70 countries. Some of these people have gone on to develop leading social businesses that have made a huge impact on communities around the world. Blake Mykowski. He is the founder of Toms and the person behind the idea of 1-for-1. That is, a business model that helps a person in need with every product purchased. So he had a very simple idea. But how did this idea come to him? It was through a personal experience. And he went on to found Toms in 2006 after a visit to Argentina where he learned that many children got sick or injured. Why? Because they do not have shoes to wear or they do not have sandals in their feet. His solution to the problem was simple yet revolutionary. He decided to create a for-profit organization that was self-reliant and did not need to rely on donations or charity. So he went on to found Toms, a business that donates one pair of shoes to the needy people for every pair that is bought. Such a simple idea. You buy one pair of shoes and from the money earned, you donate another pair of shoes to a person in need. This simple idea has now become a global phenomenon. And so far, Tom's Shoes has provided over 86 million pairs of shoes to the children since the company was founded in 2006. Blake did not stop here. He launched another initiative which aims to give away a pair of glasses or sight-saving surgery for every pair of sunglasses or glasses sold. So just the same concept of the shoes, he replicated with eyewear. So Tom's Eyewear has restored sight for over 600,000 people since 2011. He's not stopped here. He's gone on to move on and build new social businesses over the years. In 2014, he launched Tom's Roasting Company, which has helped people get safe water. In 2015, Tom's Bag Collection was founded with the mission to help provide training for skilled birth attendants and distribute birth kits containing items that help a woman safely deliver her baby. as of 2016, TOMS has supported safe birth services for over 25,000 mothers. So we can see this person, Blake, with one idea of one shoe for one shoe purchased and one donated as charity, like that he has gone on to create so many social businesses. So it's not necessary that your social business has to stop at one idea. From the success achieved and the lessons learned, you can go on to support many other social businesses as well. Let us see the story of another great social entrepreneur, Scott Harrison. Lack of clean and accessible drinking water is sadly something that millions of people even today face in the world. Scott Harrison made it his mission to change this reality and founded the non-profit organization Charity Water. Since the inception of this organization, the charity has delivered clean drinking water to more than a million people in over 17 different countries around the world. He has a unique business model. That is to say, Charity Water is a for-profit startup. However, it generates no profits because all the profits that it gets are given away 100%. And Harrison, perhaps with this unique social model, is one of the most social successful entrepreneurs of all time. The model seems to be working for him, and he seems to have created a new business model for other entrepreneurs to emulate as well. Jeffrey Hollander. In 1988, Jeffrey Hollander founded Seventh Generation, an organization manufacturing cleaning, paper, and personal care products. The company focuses on producing products that have a reduced environmental impact, avoids the harsh chemicals that are a part of many of today's leading cleaning and personal care products. Not only this, in addition, what the company does is it donates 10% of its pre-tax profits to funding other non-profits and businesses focusing on the social businesses in the community and also helping the environment and other responsible such practices. In 2010, Hollander was pushed out of his role, unfortunately, at Seventh Generation. But he continues with his social entrepreneurship initiatives in other ventures. Currently, he helps with the American Sustainable Business Council, writes books on responsible business practices, and is a member of Social Venture Network and founder of the Community Capital Bank. Xavier Helgeson, Chris, and Jeff Kurtzman. These three men got together and founded Better World Books, which is an amazing example of a truly successful social entrepreneurship venture. The mission of this organization, Better World, is to maximize the value of every book out there and to help promote literacy around the world. How do they do this? The company works by reusing or recycling books to the sales on their website, and so far has used 84 million volumes and raised around USD 12.1 million in literacy funding. They attribute their success to using the triple bottom line, that is, profits, planet, and people, caring not only for the profits, but also about the social and the environmental impact in everything that they do. Akhtar Hamid Khan of Pakistan. Microfinance has become a buzzword recently or in the last few decades. But one of the pioneers of the now thriving microfinance world was actually Akhtar Hamid Khan. His dedication to microfinance and his activism in developing rural communities in Pakistan earned him a nomination for the Nobel Prize as well. Two of Khan's most major projects during his life were the Komila Cooperative Project and the Orangi Pilot Project. The Komila cooperative aimed to build local infrastructure in rural communities and also help businesses grow through microfinance initiatives. Unfortunately, this project was not very successful, but it was full of learnings for Khan, and this led to successful launches of his other projects, including the Orangi pilot project. The Orangi pilot project was quite successful. It helped a squatter community solve their own problems of sanitation, health, housing, and offered microfinance, education, and family planning services as well. Ibrahim Abulesh. This person, earlier in his career, was actually working in a leading pharmaceutical firm in Europe, developing new treatments for osteoporosis and arteriosclerosis. However, during one of his visits to Egypt, he gave up his career and founded SECIN, which is a development initiative to help the environment and the lives of the farmers of the country. His organization, SECIN, grows plants that are developed into herbal teas, fresh produce, and even organic cotton, which helps to sustain the other facilities that it hosts. Abulesh hoped that by using biodynamic farms, schools, and vocational training centers, and a training company, he could not only help repair the environment, but also the lives of the Egyptian farmers in those areas. Abulesh has also played a key role in developing new chemical-free methods to process cotton and developing Egypt's first private pharmaceutical company. His business has been so successful that experts and ideas from it are being exported to South Africa, India, Palestine, Senegal, and Turkey. William Smits. William Smits never really expected to become a social entrepreneur. He was a microbiologist, but his life and career changed forever when he found an abandoned baby orangutan while working in Indonesia. And from 1989, his work with orangutans led him to found the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation. And this foundation works and helps orphaned apes and also helps the local farmers learn sustainable farming methods and the benefits of reforestation. Smits also takes part in the amazingly innovative Masrang Foundation, which uses thermal energy to turn sugar palm juice into sugar and ethanol, and provides jobs and power to the community while preserving the local forests. Bunker Roy. He is an Indian social activist and entrepreneur, Sanjeev Bunker Roy, who has helped thousands of people in Asia and Africa learn vital technical skills and bring solar power to their sometimes very remote villages. He has also founded the Barefoot College, a unique college and an organization which specializes in teaching illiterate women from poor villages how to become doctors, engineers, and architects. Such an innovative idea. Who would ever think of actually teaching illiterate women from the villages to go on to become doctors, engineers, and architects? What is even more impressive is that each of the college's campuses are solar powered and often built and designed by the former students themselves. In founding the college, Roy's goal was not to make a profit for himself, but to help improve the economic production and quality of life of women throughout native India. With women leading and running most of the Barefoot College's operations, it's clear that he's been pretty successful in achieving that goal. We now come to our very famous and popular personality, Muhammad Yunus. Bring up social entrepreneurs, and one of the first names that you are likely to encounter is that of Muhammad Yunus. You cannot avoid his name when talking about social entrepreneurs. He has literally written the book on social entrepreneurship, and he has shared his expertise on microfinance and social capitalism through a number of books that he has authored. Like we know, he is the founder of Grameen Bank, an institution that provides microcredit loans to those in need to help them develop financially and help them become self-sufficient. Founded in 1983, the bank has brought in a net income of more than USD 10 million, and his work with the organization landed Yunus a Nobel Prize in 2006. With this, we come to an end of our chapter on the greatest social entrepreneurs of all times. So students, you have seen countless examples now of not only Indian but global social entrepreneurs in the world. So it's now time for you all to move on, take up a social cause, make it a social business, and go on to become one great social entrepreneur yourself. Thank you.